This is Chris Kaela, creator of Dirt, an audio drama, with another fiction podcast recommendation while we're busily producing new chapters for season 3. This time, the show is Beneath Our Feet. Beneath Our Feet is produced in the UK as a partnership between Stockroom, the National Youth Theatre of Great Britain, and the Fable and Folly Network. The story follows five young people who, while attending an underground rave, suddenly find themselves trapped in a strange and wonderful subterranean world filled with caves, gardens, secret passageways, glowing walls, and more than a little danger. Though the characters are each from different backgrounds, they must find ways to trust and work together to get back to the surface. Beneath Our Feet is easily bingeable, just 6 episodes with great acting. Each episode is also written by a different writer, and each follows a different character as the story unfolds. These are all great reasons to tune in, but perhaps the best reason of all is the terrific sound design, which is immersive and realistic. If you have earbuds with spatial audio, this is the show for them. The link to Beneath Our Feet's website is included in the show notes. Here is episode 1, simply titled Tommy. Enjoy.
You're listening to Beneath Our Feet. This series contains swearing, references to alcohol, smoking, and drugs, and contains moments some listeners may find claustrophobic. For the full binaural experience, please wear headphones.
Underground. The concave roof above my head must support hundreds of meters worth of concrete and earth. My feet are bare, and I can feel the damp mud between my toes. I move down the narrow passageways, ducking my head as the cave gets lower and thinner. And then, light up ahead. I turn and turn and turn once more, and I'm in a room. A shaft of light from somewhere up illuminates the thing before me. I'm standing in an underground garden. I try to wrap my brain around the strangeness of it all. Like, no garden I've ever seen before. Rows and rows of bizarre plants stretching out into the distance. Great big purple leaves. Thick vines that glow like fireflies. Fat, bulbous things half sunk into the mud like unexploded bombs. And then I see it, standing in the middle of it all. As strange as it is beautiful, a kind of flower? 4 foot tall maybe, and glowing. The most unimaginable thing I've ever seen. I reach out to touch it, and as I do, an overwhelming feeling comes over me. There is something I must do here. There is a job for me here. But wait, what's that? That sound. An alarm is ringing. Low at first, but now it's growing. A kind of piercing sound. I look up, and in the domed roof above my head, I see something horrifying. A crack, which groans and grows like some terrible vine, rumbling now, and soon, surely, this roof will give.
breakfast will be ready soon. And we need to get started. Mom!
Please don't do this to me today. Mum? Are you up? Breakfast's ready. We need to start. Like, now. We need to start or we'll just...
Coming.
We've lots to do. We're actually already a little behind schedule, but I think we can make it up by cutting into the time I accounted for lunch. I planned the schedule with space for that kind of flexibility. I was thinking we could move through room by room, clockwise to limit the possibility of missing anything. We'll start with the kitchen and finish with the bathroom. They're bringing this truck tomorrow, but I...
Can't sector any stuff, would you?
And there's so much junk in here, so we should use it as an opportunity to streamline.
Eat your breakfast.
They've got the bulldozers at the ready out there, so it's really, absolutely crucial that we have it all done by tonight.
Tommy, eat. There you go. Oh, yes! Do you know this song? You'll love it. I mean, it is actually humanly impossible not to absolutely love this song.
Do you really need that?
This is vintage, young lady.
It's a traffic cone, Mum.
It's a vintage traffic cone?
It'll take up too much space.
God, it's like being with your dad. What are you going to do about your plants? I suppose there won't be space for them either.
Okay, I'm all done with these shelves. I think I'm going to move on to the cupboards because we are really running out of time.
We've got plenty of time.
If you look at the schedule, you see that it's only another 20 minutes before I need to start preparing lunch.
Tom.
I'm afraid it's eggs again, but it's best we get rid of them. I don't think they'll travel too well.
Tommy.
I think, in fact, they would travel really badly indeed. God, look at the time. It's really flashing past at this rate. We're going to be packing all day.
Tommy! I'm sorry. Are you okay, my darling?
What are you talking about? Am I okay? Of course I'm okay. I'm just concerned about the time, is all.
Hey, Tom. Tom, slow down. Deep breaths. Come here. How are you feeling?
I suppose I'm... feeling a little like...
Oh, for fuck's sake. Sorry, darling, I should...
Sure.
Yes. Jesus, what? What is it?
Sorry, you. I'd take you if I could. Promise.
Oh, Jesus, Tommy, speaking to a plant.
I told you I can't come. Because we're leaving tomorrow. Some of us have children, babe. I said, don't tempt me. How can everyone be going? Everyone is gone. Ha. You sound like you did in the 90s. Anyway, aren't they dangerous? Cave-ins and collapses and that kind of stuff. You have always been the devil on my shoulder, young man.
You should be off to bed, darling.
Can we watch something?
What's that, man?
Why are you putting your coat on? Why are you putting your coat on?
I'm popping out.
Why?
I promised I'd help Dave with his packing.
You're going to a party, aren't you?
Tom.
You're going down there, aren't you? Mum, you shouldn't go under there. You know it's dangerous.
It's an important place for me, Tommy.
So?
And it'll be all gone tomorrow.
It'll all be gone tomorrow because it's a shithole that should have been knocked down years ago.
Language.
Let me come with.
It's not really a place.
If it's so amazing, I want to see it. I want to come with.
You're too young. Besides, it's not exactly your scene. I won't be long. An hour or two. It's the last one. And tomorrow we'll be in a new place. New house. No underground raves for your mum to slip off to. We can watch whatever you want. All right? Hey, listen. You were brilliant today. Couldn't have done it without you. Best team in the land? Oi! Best team in the land!
Best team in the land.
Damn straight. Hey, I've left something out for you. A book from your grandma's house. I think you might enjoy it. It's by the window.
Is it weird that a balcony of plants is the thing I care about most in the world? Don't worry, I'm not expecting you to reply. Right. What even is this book? Plants and How to Harvest Them. Collecting flower seeds from your favourite plants is an ancient art and an essential skill to master for the budding gardener. And the best thing of all, it's as simple as anything. What the... All you need is a pair of scissors and a favourite plant. Take the seed head of your flower between your finger and... Okay. Place the scissors below the... Like this? Wow. Now carefully package your seeds in wax paper and store them well. Alternatively, you can do what the gorilla gardeners do. Gorilla gardeners? You can do what the gorilla gardeners do. Stick a few seeds in your pocket and throw them down when you find a good spot. A good spot? So, 8 hours. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. Alarm at 6:30 a.m. And then another for safety at 7. And for absolute security, another at... Great. Okay.
I ran my hand through the foliage. Somehow, light pours down into this underground cavern and the place is full of life. Thick hedges bearing fruit that look like skulls. Trees crammed up against the low ceiling burst into flower. I reach up and feel the strange, sticky leaves. From a branch, I pick a round-looking thing. Something like an orange, but red and soft and...
Right. Come on, Tommy. You can do it.
Climb that fence?
I can't climb that fence.
I spent too long getting ready to climb a fence and rip this thing open.
Oi! Keep it down. If you want him to go under, good.
Come on, Tommy. Now or never.
You've been listening to Beneath Our Feet, a Jumpspark and No More Superheroes production funded by Arts Council England. This episode was directed by Tash Hyman and Faye Lomas and written by Sam Grabener. This series was developed through a collective writing process between Zia Ahmed, Sabika Anwar Khan, Sam Grabener, Ellie Kendrick, Tiwalade and Amelia Stubblefield, with Janina Mathewson as lead dramaturg and Ella Watts as consultant producer. With sound design on this episode by Alice Boyd and music by Oliver Vibrance. Starring Kenisa Peary as Tommy, Devine Henry as Jesse, Jetson Lama as Finn, Francesca Amawuda Rivers as Rosa, Bhavani Sheth as Haruna, Rajivan Varsan as Jamal, with additional voices from Abby Russell. Thank you for listening. Before you go, we just wanted to share the trailer for a drama we really love, Desperado. It's about myth, witchcraft and community, and is full of action, brilliant dialogue and edge-of-your-seat moments.
Obey, Mother. To the voice of another. Widen your embrace or remain in disgrace. Obey, obey, Mother, to the blood of a stranger.
Blood magic, voodoo magic, old gods, new gods, we've got it all. This is Desperado.
Hi, I'm Sammy, creator of Desperado, and here to talk to you about our show. Desperado takes place in a world almost like ours, if myth and witchcraft were alive and thriving. The story is told by three characters, each chosen by the god of death from their respective culture, Mexico, Japan, and Haiti, as their powers awaken. We have found families, demon hunting, great action sequences, and the consequences of hooking up with a warlock. If you'd like to know more about our show, you can listen to Desperado wherever you find your podcasts.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
One foot after another. That's all I can do. That's all any of us can do. I was remote ops in the war. Neural implants let me control trucks, drones, whatever you got. Now I'm back and all these government-issue prosthetics are falling apart.
What the hell are you doing in my barn?
I'm just looking for a little power, and then I'll be on my way.
That'll be Arlen Frey. He must have seen you on the drone feeds.
Who is he?
The meanest son of a bitch with a badge.
Broken Road. A dystopian audio drama coming Monday, July 25th, 2022 on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else you like to listen. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Broken Road Pod. Learn more at www.recursor.tv/Broken Road.